Chapter 4. Sir Desmond Derrington lived in a pleasant Cotswold mansion a few miles outside Mercer, on the Oxford Road. As they approached it, Agatha saw a poster stuck on a tree trunk beside the road, which advertised the fact that Sir Desmond's gardens were open that day to the public. "I hope he's there," said James, when it was pointed out to him. "I hope he hasn't gone off and left the local village ladies to show people around." Agatha, desperate for anyone who looked like a murderer, felt disappointed when she first saw Sir Desmond. He was bending over an ornamental shrub and explaining its history and planting to a fat woman who was shifting her bulk uneasily and looking as if she wished she had never asked about it. Sir Desmond looked like a pillar of the community, middle-aged, greying, long-nosed, and married to a rangy, loud-voiced wife who was holding forth in another part of the garden. Lady Derrington was wearing a short-sleeved cotton print dress, despite the chill of the day, and had a hard, flat bottom and a hard, flat chest. Her brown hair was rigidly permed, and her patrician nose looked down at each flower and plant with a faintly patronizing air, as if all had sprung from the earth without her permission. The fat woman waddled away from Sir Desmond, and James approached him. "I was admiring that fine wisteria you've got on the wall over there," he said. "Oh, that," Sir Desmond blinked myopically in the direction of the house wall. "Very fine in the spring, masses of blossom." "I'm experiencing a bit of difficulty with mine," said James. "I planted it 2 years ago, but it hasn't grown very much and has very few blossoms." "Where did you get it from?" "Brakeham's nurseries." "Them!" Sir Desmond gave a contemptuous snort. "Wouldn't get anything from there. Hetty, my wife, got given a present of a hydrangea from there. Died after a week. And do you know why?" Sir Desmond poked James in the chest with a long finger. "No roots." "How awful. I'll give them a clear berth in future." Agatha was approaching to join them. Then she heard Sir Desmond say, "Lot of charlatans about. Where are you from?"
"Carsley."
"Do you know, I went to see the gardens there when they were open to the public, and some woman..."